everyone. Welcome to the Copy Blogger Podcast. My name is Tim Stoddart. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a very special episode today, and we have a very special guest. My guest today is Matt Ragland. Matt, what's up, man? So glad you're here.
Hey, what's up, Tim? I'm really glad to be here. This is exciting. I can't wait to get into it. But yeah, thanks for having me and all the other stuff we're going to talk about.
Yeah, all the other stuff. I'll just dive right in. There's a lot to talk about for the hardcore Copy Blogger Pod listeners. First off, thank you so much for being such loyal listeners. I get the same emails from the same like 20 to 30 people every week who listen to the show. I appreciate the diehards. Thank you so much. And for those diehards, you may have noticed, I'm sure you've noticed, over the last 2 months that I've basically been publishing reposts. I've just been taking old episodes that I already recorded and publishing them again in the podcast feed. The reason for that is because there's some big changes coming to the podcast. These are all very positive changes. The show is going to be infinitely better from this point forward. And in this episode, we're going to talk about these changes. So long story short, Matt is taking over the podcast. The Copy Blogger Pod is transitioning to the Hey Creator Podcast. And we are expanding the people that we talk to. We're expanding the different subject matter that we talk about. Most people that listen to Copy Blogger, but also read copyblogger.com, we're writers. I'm a writer. And over the last couple of years, there's been a wave of new creators who are interested in recording audio, recording video, editing, design work. And it became very clear that the Copy Blogger Pod was just very limited in the amount of people I could talk to and the amount of subject matter I could reference in the show. So that's the move. We're doing it. Welcome to the Hey Creator Pod. Welcome, the new host of the Hey Creator Podcast, Matt Ragland. And bam,
what an
let's just open it up.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, so you and I have known each other for a few years. I think the first time we met in person was here in Nashville. We went to dinner with like Daryl and Jeff and Tim at Hemingway's. I'm actually like half a mile from Hemingway's, and Tim Grawl is in the office right below me. So there's some nice synchronicities happening right there. But I'm really excited to do this. I'm a video guy. I'm a podcast guy. I am a newsletter guy as well. Some of you may recognize me even with the mustache if you're watching this on video, but you mustache. May recognize me. Thank you. I was employee number 5 at ConvertKit. I was really early on the ConvertKit team and spent a lot of time working with creators through ConvertKit. And then I was head of customer success at Podia and got to work with a lot of people on their course launches and their products. And so since 2015, I've been on the front lines of the creator economy as a part of startups and as an operator and a creator myself. I have a YouTube channel. I've been writing a newsletter for several years now. And one of the first things, though, just to like tie this together for now, is when I first started blogging back in 2011, one of the sites that I read without fail every single week was Copy Blogger. Like Copy Blogger, Brian, the whole crew, like they really helped me. I used the Rainmaker theme as my website for a little while.
I still do.
Yeah. Stuff I've learned. And then I've been on the Copy Blogger podcast. I'm somewhere there in the archives from a few years ago. So this is really exciting to me. I don't know if it's crazy to say, but like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I'd be like, hey, Matt, you're going to host the podcast of Copy Blogger one day. I'd be like, wow, that seems pretty wild. So hey, creators, I want to tell you about the sponsor of today's show, and it is Riverside FM. Now, I love using Riverside for the Hey Creator podcast, but we use it at Hey Creator for many other things, including client interviews and community calls at times. It is the best tool that I have found for recording podcast episodes, either by myself, here with Tim, or with our guests. There are several reasons that we chose Riverside to be the tool of choice for the Hey Creator podcast, but let me give you a few of my favorites. The very first one is the ease of use and the quality of the audio. All I have to do is send a link to the guest and they can join. There's no additional software for them to download or anything special for them to do. It is so easy. The other big thing that I love about Riverside is how it records all of the audio and video locally and individually per guest. What that means is if someone drops a connection, it doesn't affect anyone else's feed. It also means that if someone has some background noise going on or something that could affect other people on other recording platforms, Riverside isolates all of those tracks, which makes it really easy to clean up in post-production. Another great feature that Riverside has come out with recently is their AI clip generator. This makes it so much faster and easier to get those short form vertical videos from the best moments of the Hey Creator podcast. I highly recommend using Riverside FM for your podcast. And to get a special rate, all you have to do is go to riverside.fm and use the coupon code HeyCreator, that's one word, HeyCreator, for 15% off any Riverside plan. It's not just me, though. I want to introduce my co-host as well, and the producer of the Now Hey Creator podcast is Tim Forkin. Tim, what's up, man? Come on in. Another Tim.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. I appreciate how reverent you are for this feed that our guy Tim here has created. And it's really cool to be doing this Hey Creator show with you. Matt and I have been working together for over 2 years now, and just doing this with him and for you and the listener is just... it's going to be really fun, and I'm really excited of all the ways we can help, the ways we work with our clients every day. We get to take that and help other people with their creator businesses. And the foundation, Tim, that you've laid here with the Copy Blogger Pod just puts us in a great spot.
It's been a lot of hard work. Podcasts are interesting because they require... Podcasts are great because they don't require a whole lot to start, but they require a whole lot to make really good. And I wake up early in the morning. I've been doing this for 15 years. I wake up early and I write, and I don't need equipment to do it. I just need my Surface and a cup of coffee and the blank page. When I bought Copy Blogger, the podcast came with it, obviously. And I didn't want to do a show that would require too much scheduling because I'm just not that kind of person for the reasons I just talked about. And so Ethan and I started the show together because the whole idea was like, look, if you and I can just jump on every week and we can just riff about what's going on in online marketing and entrepreneurship and creative writing and newsletters, then I don't need any expectations or scheduling, or I don't need anybody to show up on time. And it was kind of it was like a sign. It was obviously clear that I needed to focus on the way that I can serve the Copy Blogger audience the best, where I was trying to batch some episodes, and I had two guests who I was recording in the same day, both bailed at the very last minute. And that was right before I did the Hey Creator Summit that you put on, Matt.
Right.
And as soon as I saw that whole thing, I was like, man, Matt's like, I was in Thailand, actually.
Yep. Yeah. You DM'd me.
Yeah. I DM'd you. Exactly. I followed your YouTube channel for years. I know how much you appreciate production and editing and lighting and all the things that I just kind of hate doing. And it really came to me after the Hey Creator Summit and just seeing how pro the whole thing was. I was like, you know, this is so much better served. The people are so much better served with you guys being able to take what it is that you do best and still serving it to the Copy Blogger audience. So I guess one more thing that we need to touch on is in the newsletter, the Copy Blogger newsletter that we send out every Friday, the newsletter has the same formatting every week. There's the week's article, there's the week's podcast, there's the sponsor, there's the video that I do, and then there's a final thought. It's the same formatting. Well, for the loyal listeners, that section in the newsletter, the second section where I put the podcast, that's still going to exist. I'm still going to be publishing the podcast. And so nothing is really changing other than the fact that you don't get me and my sarcastic sense of humor in your ears every week, and the production value and the quality of the guests and all of that is just going to improve incrementally.
Yeah, and that's super kind to say. And because of what you've built and what you've sustained here at Copy Blogger, it means a lot to us. And remember when you DM'd me and I was like, whoa, that would be, yeah, that would be really cool. And so I appreciate what you're saying. I just want to tell everybody too that like Forkin, my guy here, is like just as dialed in, if not more, on like the production and the design side. I would even say that like when like Tim has edited a bunch of my YouTube videos, so there's a good chance that if you saw one that you really liked, that Tim put it together. I've gotten to a point even where I was like, I'm just going to talk. And I'm going to say things and bring the energy and shoot the B-roll. And yeah, I have opinions, but like Tim puts the pieces together. And so I'm glad that he'll be a part of it as well. And I think there's a lot to be said for having like a group of people that, you know, will be able to carry this forward. And I also want to say, like, you know, for those of y'all listening, you know, Stoddard, I'm still gonna bug you from time to time. Like, I still want that sarcastic sense of humor to hop on the show every couple of months, because I really do like riffing with you. And I think like the way, and one of the things that we can start to talk about a little bit, is what do you see in the creator economy this year that makes you excited about what's possible? I mean, you know, Forkin, I think you have said it like really well, and like setting up the way that you understand how creators have like influenced you in the past so you can have a better path of understanding what's going to happen in the future. And so what are like some of those trends that y'all see coming to bear, something that you want to double down on this year?
A couple of things come to mind for me. Certain industries come to mind, and then the word long tail comes to mind. So people that listen to the pod, they know that I work a lot in the healthcare space, and the creator economy and educational products, a lot of it has been online business, online marketing, design, development, a couple finance stuff, but a lot of the more archaic and what's the word, like a little bit behind, right? Trailing behind the cutting edge. Those industries are starting to come on board, where people just view education differently than they used to, where I can learn how to do basically anything now from buying a course, watching YouTube videos, subscribing to somebody's newsletter that is niching down in a particular subject. And so the thing that I see, but I think it's just because I'm so in this space, is that healthcare and like new age healthcare, we're going to see a lot of this stuff start to mature in the lens that learning about these subjects is going to be presented in a way that's a lot more what we're doing. You know, a guy or a girl in front of a microphone and a backdrop with some cool lighting presenting their knowledge. It's not going to be lectures. Yeah. It's not going to be, you know, dare I say, universities as much as it used to be. So that excites me. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That was going to be one of the things that I particularly picked up. I graduated Callard in 2021, and the idea of like going to university to learn something as opposed to like three smart dudes on a podcast, I get way more out of what I listen to every day. And while I don't have much in the healthcare field to talk about, the idea of learning about those things from people online as opposed to paying all the money to go to a professor, I don't know if it's 2024, but sometime soon people will realize they can learn more from experts online for free as opposed to the dollars you have to spend to learn those things.
No question. And the flip side of it is true as well, where people that have something to teach can build a business around it. Whereas the only way to do it in the past is to become a teacher, become a professor. Mm-hmm. And so the control is a lot more in the creator side. So those industries excite me, but also long tail excites me. And I guess this is just a different way of saying the same thing, but I'm talking about, like, let's get weird about it. There are so many different things that people are interested in. I mean, everybody is interested in hundreds of things. Like, people look at me and they might not have any idea that I've been reading comic books my entire life, or that like I'm covered in tattoos and stuff. anything that anybody is interested in can now become some kind of creator business, because you don't need millions and millions of followers like you did in the days of broadcast television. You know, a thousand true fans has never been more apt. And so I see the length of the long tail, the kinds of things that people are going to be creating creator businesses around is going to continue to expand.
Yeah, it makes me think about, so to give you all a little bit of a preview of a couple of conversations that Forkin and I will have in upcoming episodes, because we're very well prepared. We already have 3 episodes recorded and in the ready to go, which, you know, look at us, plenty ahead. The one of the things that we were just talking about, and you just said this, and it makes me want to dig into it a little bit more. He said, every single one of us has like so many things that we're interested in, so many things that you might not think about when you hear us talk on a podcast, or when you see us post on LinkedIn or like Twitter, X, video on YouTube. What do you think about when there's the question of what do I niche down on versus like when do I let my weird out, like my long tail? I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but one of the like I'm into jujitsu. I have some tattoos, not covered yet, but like, where do you maybe like draw the line between like, hey, this is my niche, and then like, this is how I show myself a little bit more as a personality as well, so that people who are following me can also understand the full person that I am without the risk of diluting the like brand message? Or are we overthinking that in this day and age, that you don't maybe have to be as 100% on brand online all the time?
It's a really important question, because it's not a trivial thing. So many people struggle with this. Like, where do I end and where does my business begin? I just wrote a blog post about this, because this was a big deal for me. I mean, look, the first online company I ever created was about sobriety. You know, here I am jumping the gun, talking about doing drugs and like being on the street and stuff like that. That's not a kind of thing that like I wanted to attach my name to, until it got to the point where it was established and, you know, I had a little bit more comfort with myself. But that's a common thing that people talk about. So I've thought about this a lot for years, and my solution to it, and this is just me, some people may disagree, but this is how I feel. Me as a person is not a company. I'm a brand, in that I'm a network. And I use my personal brand as a way to build relationships. But if I have something to sell, that is a business. And that business brand exists to monetize. So if anybody goes to timstodds.com, like, I have a link to the Copyblogger Academy on there, and I do some newsletter sponsorships, but I'm not presenting myself as a consultant or a coach or a business or anything like that. If I wanted to be a coach, I would create a coaching brand. I don't want to do that, because I have no desire to be a coach, but that's not the point. The point is, like, that is my way of separating things. The brand of Tim, it's 2024, and I think it's reasonable to say that we all know what a personal brand is at this point.
Right.
And that there's value to it. Right. But I don't use it as like a transaction mechanism. I use it as a way to meet people, to network, to share my ideas. Because when they're your ideas, what is Tim? Right. You talked about jujitsu. I do Muay Thai, but I don't want to build a Muay Thai business. It's just a thing that I like to talk about. And then as soon as I were to try to build a business around it, I'd probably lose the fun around it. You know, so your business is your business. You are you. And I don't like to mix them up too much.
I love that. That's like the better way, I feel like, of saying how we talked about it. Where do you end and where does your business begin? That's a really cool like frame and intersection for it.
It makes me think a lot about ways that like I've developed as a personal brand. I think like it wasn't always as clear and distinctive to me. I know one of the things that Forkin and I talk about in a later episode is that too many people, especially early on, are like worried about defining their business too much, and they almost keep their business more about the personal brand. But the personal brand just wants to be so like varied and multifaceted, because that's what many people are. And then if you don't make that distinction between you as a person and what the business is, then the business can suffer. And I see, you know, I see this all the time. It's like, well, you know, I talk about this and sometimes it's that. Before I got really into the productivity niche where I built my first business, I was like, I would talk about marketing. I would talk about startups. I would then talk about productivity. But people who would come to my website, because I was blogging a lot at the time, or would even go to my YouTube channel, they might be like, oh, well, I like Matt looks interesting as a person, but I don't know him. And I'm not really sure why I would follow him just yet, because I'm not sure like where he's putting his flag in the ground as a from a business perspective. Now, if I just want to be like, hey, I'm just going to be like fun vlog guy and like do that, then you know, that could have been like more of an extension of the personal brand. But it wasn't until the like business got more specific that I was able to have more success on the business side. But then that also allowed my personal brand to grow and expand more, because I wasn't muddling those two things together.
I think an important distinction is your name, like your actual name. People mess this up a lot. If you have a product to sell, sometimes it's as simple as just putting the product on a different website that has a name, because then you still have the flexibility. I mean, you're a great example, Matt. Your YouTube channel is, it's your name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. And you can do that. Like, it doesn't have to be so line in the sand. But the point is that when I think of you, I think of your YouTube channel, I think of Nashville, I think of meeting you at the conference, I think of like all of the things that you are. But if you were to create like a productivity business, then you can easily negate those back and forth battles in your brain, because that's where it happens. It's up here. It's in your brain. Like, oh, should I do it this way? Should I do it that way? But am I pigeonholing myself? Or is this just who I am? Should I go all in on this? You don't have to have those conversations in your head. You can just put your product on like a different name and a different website, and then bam,
right?
That's your business and you're done.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I even considered it that simply before, but I love that. Makes a lot of sense.
Can I ask you guys some questions?
Yeah, go for it.
What's your vision? What's your plan with this? Are you going to continue to do interviews? Are you going to bring in other high-level creators? Are you going to keep it about digital products? Are you going to do SaaS products? Is it all of the above? Like, what do you guys think of when you dream of the Hey Creator podcast?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I won't overtalk Forkin too much, but we are gonna keep doing interviews. The core of the show will be conversations between Forkin and I. I think something that we've both really been inspired by are some of our like favorite podcasters, and even like growing up listening to like radio in some senses of like a more segmented approach to a show. So doing things like if you want to take like some really simple ways of thinking about like what are top 10 lists, what are our favorite tools, what are like news and analysis of things that are happening. Like one of the things we're going to record next week is talking about how James Clear and Tim Ferriss both kicked off a publishing startup this past week. Like I think it's called Authors Equity. And so like, hey, what's happening in the creator economy that's worth talking about, that's worth following, that's worth commenting on? And then we are still going to have a lot of high level creators as guests. Like something that we're focused on is making those guest conversations. I mean, everyone says they want them to be unique. Like if you have like a popular person on, doing the research and also making like the questions we want them to be like very focused. Somebody that's inspiring to me in this is Jay Klaus and his Creator Science podcast. But I love how I don't know if he does it as much anymore, but like for his first 100 episodes, he would have like a very specific focus. So like when I went on his show, I talked about perseverance, and like the whole theme of the show was like my story framed around the element of perseverance, because it was, you know, creator science. And so I really like the concept of coming in and bringing guests who can focus on one particular element or characteristic of their story and diving deep on that. And then we'll bring them into our world as well, ask about like, hey, you know, what's your, and Stods, we're going to ask you this question in a few minutes of like, hey, who's your Mount Rushmore of creators? Like, who inspired you along the path? Like, bringing them in, and I'll let Forkin talk about this a little bit, but these like recurring segments or shows that you know you can come in, and I think about like, hey, is there something on the show that a listener can love, even if they don't immediately connect with the guest? Because even our most favorite podcasts, you're like, oh, you know, this guest isn't doing it for me, or maybe it's about a thing in business that I like. I'm interested in like DTC e-com stuff, but if, you know, someone comes on a show, it's like, hey, we're going to talk about like drop shipping. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll give this one a skip. But the shows that I like the most, I'll be like, well, I'm not going to listen to this interview, but there's still a section at the beginning or at the end that I know I can't miss. And so those are the sort of things that we want to bring into the show. Now, I've gone right ahead and talked right over Forkin with everything, but I don't know what else you want to add, buddy.
My main thing is I know that I listen to podcasts where the people talking are speaking the same language as me, whether it's sports or business or content or music or movies or whatever show you're listening to. You want to feel like the people on the other side of your headphones are speaking the same language as you, someone you feel like you could hang out with, someone who knows what you're going through, someone who can either help you, entertain you, walk you through things. And if we're in the world of building people's creator businesses, like as our day jobs, then this show should be an extension of that. You should listen to us and come to us because we do this every day. And we are doing the same thing as you with our own creator businesses. And we love this stuff and we love talking about it and we love finding the fun ways to talk about it. Matt tasked me with writing like the show bio, and it starts with, hey, creator is the show for your creator business. Like, everything that goes into it, the ups, the downs, the mindset, the wherever you are on the creator journey, making this fun, accessible, and helpful for whoever they are as they build their creator business. That's how I see the show. The segments and interviews and everything will only include things that help us tell that story and push people on their journey to build a creator business that makes them happy, that makes them money. And overall, like, my big thing is simple and fun too, is I want to talk about these things in a way where you have a good time. It's simple. You very clearly understand what you're getting out of listening to Matt and I and the summit speakers we pull in, the guests we get, the segments we try, full knowing that it's going to be a long road to get this show where we want it to go. I just want it to be simple, fun, and helpful the entire time.
Nice. Well, I'm pumped. You guys are going to crush it.
Thanks, man. Hey, I've got one question for you then. This is the very next, I guess, our first full official Hey Creator show that'll come out next week. Is our responses to this question, but who is on your Mount Rushmore of creators?
First off, I think that's such a cool question, like a recurring segment, because you're going to get some really interesting answers and you're going to learn a lot about people. Man, I have a lot because I've just inspired by a lot of people. I'll blow through them a little bit. Tony Hawk is one of them. And awesome. I wouldn't necessarily, people don't think of him as being like a creator, but he was just my idol when I was a kid. And what Tony Hawk did is he took a thing that was stigmatized in a way. Like when I was a kid, when I was skating, I got kicked out of every park ever. And even just having a skateboard, people are like, oh, he's a bad kid, right? And Tony Hawk made it like accessible. And then Rob Dyrdek came along and kind of took it up another level, but Tony Hawk did that. And so I got a ton of inspiration from him when I was building Sober Nation, because I thought, I'm doing the same thing. I'm just like the Tony Hawk of recovery. I'm just taking this stigmatized thing and I'm presenting it in a way that is easy and accessible and like not confrontational. Obviously, Seth Godin and Brian Clark, those guys changed my life. And I just owe a big debt of gratitude to both of them. Pink, the singer, songwriter, she like breaks all the rules. And sometimes when I think like, no, this has to be a certain way, I'll think about what Pink does. And I think there are no rules, right? Like I can do whatever the hell I want. And I think Pink is really cool. And lastly, there's a guy named Peter Zion who records these daily YouTube videos on his phone. And they're like 6-7 minutes long. And he talks about geopolitics, which is a fancy way of saying like, how does the geography of the world create civilizations and cultures? His idea is basically that like everything that we are is more about where we live than it is about who we think we are. And he really inspired me because he doesn't overthink it. He just takes a video, he takes his phone out and he records a quick video every day and he publishes it. And his videos get like 400,000 views a day. And it's only because he just really, really knows what he's talking about. And so sometimes when I'm, you know, in my head a little bit about like, oh, do I really know this well enough or should I do that? It's just like, you know what? If you know what the hell you're talking about, there's somebody out there that can get value from it. So yeah, Tony Hawk, Black Thought from the roots, but he's more of just like a musician than a creator. But yeah, he changed my life. So I'd say Tony Hawk, Brian Clark, Seth Godin, Pink, Peter Zion. They shape a lot of like who I am in terms of the content I create.
That's a really cool.
That's a solid Rushmore. Five. It's
really,
love it.
Really cool.
Yeah, I like the. We'll talk about this in a future episode. Maybe we'll have you back on for it. But I've been thinking a lot about strategic underthinking. So like you mentioned a little while ago, like so much of it is just happening up here. But like, how much more would you share if you weren't overthinking like, oh, it's got to be this, it's got to be that, I got to have this equipment, my lights aren't good, my sound isn't the way that it needs to be. And so I love finding another example of a YouTuber like this that's blown up in the last, literally and physically, it seems, is Sam Sulek, who is a bodybuilding YouTuber. And it's just like every day, 20 minutes, and it's not a straight one shot throughout the whole thing, but he's just like, basically you feel like you're just like at his hip for a day. He's like, hey, I'm lifting this, I'm eating this, I'm at the, like, how's your day going? And it's so like, it's so chill. The thumbnails or whatever YouTube threw up there, and if he picked them, then it looks just like what YouTube would pick anyway. So I love finding some of those examples, like, oh, Sam's probably not overthinking this. He's like, I'm going to the gym, phone goes there, let's start lifting.
That would have been my answer for the creator trend question, is I think more people are going to be doing that. I'm reading a Mr. Beast tweet on my screen right now, where he's talking about how he slowed his videos down. He's getting rid of the fast-paced, overstimulated style. And if you have like the biggest creator saying that, and Sam is a perfect example of like someone who literally has zero production value. I mean, these are the kinds of topics we're going to be talking about. I could go all day about low production value and what it can do for you and your content. More to come on that.
Put it on the board. Yep. Put it on the board.
It's good to hear. My YouTube videos, I do one a week and it's just me on Loom. I just don't know what else to do. Like, hey, this is what I worked on this week. And I don't know. I maybe I'll get to a better stage, but it's better than me on my cell phone, which is what most of my YouTube videos were before, just talking into my cell phone. So yeah, I'm with you. I think there's an ease to it, and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Well, man, I can't wait. I'm excited for the future of Copyblogger/Hey Creator podcast. And I mean, Tim, you've done an amazing job. I'm really excited to work on this with Tim Forkin and the rest of the Hey Creator team. And like I said, I'm going to keep bugging you. I'm going to keep getting you back on here. So for y'all listening, this will not be the last time that you hear Stods. He'll be back and we'll be here normal time. Everything will stay the same. Same day, same time, same everything. You don't have to do a single thing except keep listening and reach out and say hey also.
Congrats to you guys. Good luck. I couldn't be more grateful for your help in this. I feel like it's the right thing to do for everybody. And good things on the horizon. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Thank you for listening to the Hey Creator podcast. This show was produced by Tim Forkin and would not be possible without the support of our incredible team at Hey Creator and the Hey Creator community. Make sure you connect with us on all of the socials at Hey Creator Hey. And for more information on our company, go to heycreator.com and also sign up for the newsletter while you're there. See you next time.